Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there, Melissa?
Hang on, it's not playing. Hang on a second.
Okay, that's good.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, where women share their dreams, struggles, and successes, how they were able to persevere despite the fear and create the life they want and deserve. If you're looking for inspiration to move you past where you normally would stop, then this is the show for you. Here's your host, Melissa Banks.
Welcome to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm excited you could be with us today. I'm your host, Melissa Banks. Today, we continue our special series featuring the speakers from Imagine the Possibilities Virtual Conference coming January 29, 2022. These amazing women will be sharing with us their journey, their struggles, and their successes, and how they refuse to give up despite the circumstance. Today, we're talking with Tessa Marie Schielenfort. Tessa is a motivational speaker, financial coach, and mentor. Welcome, Tessa Marie, to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me, Melissa.
I'm so excited for us to talk to you today, to get to know you a little bit more, and just have a great conversation. So thank you for joining us today. I want to begin, Tessa Marie, with your motivational morning blessings. You inspire and encourage me so much when I listen to them. Even if I listen to the replay later, it still just really encourages me. Why is it your passion to just encourage people, to motivate and encourage others? Why is that passionate for you?
It is because, you know, we all live in this fast-paced world, and everybody and everyone is on their iPhone or some device. So the thing about bringing it out is to just remind others that, hey, you're okay. You can do what you want. You're blessed. You're favored. You're a miracle. You were a miracle. You won the race already, because that day you were the only one that was first created and became that human that you are. So many times, like in my work environment, I would meet people coming into work so despondent. They had a reason to be there, but they couldn't even find the reason because they were so unhappy about what they were doing. And I started just looking around me, and I thought, if these people that are with me do this, what about my children that are adults? What are they going through? And that's when I started sending these messages to my children, and it just boomerang all over the place, all on my iPhone.
Oh, that is amazing. I didn't know that. That's wonderful. And, you know, sometimes we just need that voice, that soft, passionate voice to just give us that reason to move another step. So they definitely inspire everyone who listens, I'm sure. Let's talk a little bit about, Tessa, goal setting. I listened to several of your messages, and you talk about goal setting a lot, and it's important. And I agree, goal setting is important. Setting goals, I tell people all the time, setting goals pushes me to make me want to work harder when I see the goal set. But why is it important to you? Because I know that recently you released your goal setting journal. So tell us why it's important to you to set goals, not only to set the goals, but to stay focused on them so that you can achieve them.
Well, again, it's a matter of observation. Like, what I observed is that there are so many people that would make this New Year's resolution, and they're really goals, right? I want to lose 20 pounds. Mm-hmm. I want to pay off this credit card before this thing. I want to find the man of my dreams. I want to buy a home this year. And by mid-January, these things are gone. And if you were to ask them, what it is, what did you set? Oh, well, you know, it didn't happen. And then I said, no, you can do better than that, because you can write it down. And a lot of people don't realize it is in the Bible. What is written on your tablet? Even in that movie, they had the Ten Commandments. Pharaoh said to the scribes, so let it be written. So let it be done. And so I started studying that and practicing it myself. And I realized what I wrote down always happened once I wrote it down, and I kept nurturing it and looking after it. So then I started encouraging it to the people who would come to the bank with debt coming out of every part of their body. And I was like, come on, let's see what it is you want. and let's write it down. Come back next Friday and see me, because Friday no managers were working late, so I had a whole branch to myself to tutor and to mentor and to encourage and coach these people. And I noticed success just rolling out of the door. They were getting there. You know, once the credit card debt went down, you could see a difference in them. They felt good. They came walking in with a smile. So I just started pushing it, and the success has been phenomenal. So many people, so many people. Even when I did the seminar, four of the ladies came on. They took the seminar, not because they needed it, but because they just felt they needed to tell people. I was in debt in 2012. By 2016, I was coming from a vacation prepaid. And when she got to the airport, she called and said, guess what? This is the first time since we're married. We're coming from a family vacation, and we do not have to worry about how it's paid. So that all these things put me on. So the goal set in seminar was because people heard about it and asked me, do a book, teach us how to do it. And that's what I do. But they must do it every day. You must know your business every day. It's like, you know, Melissa, we all work for corporations and companies. You know they know 8 weeks into the year whether they're heading for a profit or not. And we individuals, our job is to run our home like a business. So we know when we're going down the rabbit hole, there's no way out. And so we can stop and say, if it was Bell or Sears or some big company, they would have stopped and fixed things. So I should stop and fix things. And that's what pushed me with the goal setting.
Wow, that is so amazing. I know that helps so many people. You know, I've been in business for a long time, and it took me a really long time to really appreciate the goal setting. Because for me, when I set a goal and I look at it and I reach that goal, and that's why they were so excited to see it change, and that caused the passion in you too. So that's exciting to me, and I agree that setting goals, we know, we've been in business for a long time, we do know. So I wanted to just mention right here, if you're joining us late, you're listening to Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, and our guest today is Tessa Marie Schillingford. She's a motivational speaker, financial coach, and mentor. Now, Tessa, I want to talk a little bit about a statement that you made on one of your videos I listened to, and you talked about celebrating your small successes. I talk about that often because I don't want to wait till the big stuff happens to celebrate, because sometimes if you wait till the big stuff happens to celebrate, you quit before you get to the big stuff. I just would love to know why is that important to you to celebrate the small successes.
Well, you know, Melissa, it's funny. That happened to me when my son was 14, and he won some big track and field thing in Canada called OFSA for the secondary school students something. And when they were putting the garland and ribbon around his neck and all of that, he was there and he was laughing and he was good. And when he came out, he said to me, Mom, you know what I was thinking of when they were putting this on me? He said, I know they were doing it, but he said I wasn't there. He said I was back into those early morning track and field meets when I won this little race and I won that other race, how I felt when I started running at 6. And I ran, and I made my school number one. He said, that's what he said. It was so funny. It's almost like I was enjoying the process rather than the finish mm-hmm. line. So when he said mm-hmm. that to me, I realized we want things. We do things to get it. So we want to lose weight. This week we didn't have too much carbs. Celebrate that. Celebrate mm-hmm. that you did not go and use your credit card at the wrong time. Celebrate that. You know what? I use my credit card after my bill in debt testimony. And that's what I started seeing. When I thought that, people took these little wins, because before they would just use it whenever they wanted, willy-nilly. And I remembered Michael, so I started using that. Celebrate the little steps you made towards getting it. Celebrate today you sat in silence and stillness for 5 minutes. Celebrate today when your friend called to complain about everything, you changed the subject and told about something magical happening in the world. So was what put me on. It was, I learned by observation and listening.
Wow, I love that. When a friend calls and they talk negative and you give them something to celebrate and you change that whole conversation, that is something to celebrate. I absolutely love that. Tessa Marie, you have a book, Controlling the Debt Monster, which this is such an interesting conversation just before I even got to this question, because most of us can relate to this, controlling the debt monster. Most of us need help with that. Most of us can relate to so much regarding our debt and our spending, and your knowledge and experience with that is so amazing, and we learn so much. But why did you write this book, and what do you hope the reader will take away from the book?
Well, that book, at that time I was a certified financial planner. I still am, because I write the exam every year just to keep it going. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking, that was in 2002, and I'm looking at money flying through the window, the banks, people are spending, money is going, everybody had a line of credit, a power line, they were just going. And one day, my manager called me and said to me, none of your customers have debt. Why? And I said, well, they don't need debt. They don't have a purpose for debt. But I said, but I'm meeting my quota. Yes, but you're not giving them more credit. I said, they do not need it. So we thought about that for a little while. And then I said, you know what? Something is going to burst. I'm going to start writing this book. So I started there. But at the same time, they purchased another bank, and they changed our hours. And I said to myself, okay, I have this opportunity to impact even more lives. I changed my working hours. I chose to work Saturdays and to work evenings on Friday, 12 to 8, Saturdays all day, and Monday, I had Monday off, and Tuesday, 12 to 8. No managers work past 4. So I had the run of the bank, and I had people lining up to come to me to help them to get out of debt. So instead of it putting me further away from debt, from helping people out of debt, it got me closer to doing this. So I bent the rules, I broke the rules, I twisted them to fit them into getting out of debt and to own something, to own a home, because that is the first place for legacy, where you leave something behind. And so I started doing that, and then boom, 2008 came, everything collapsed, and 2009 I published it. And I wrote it, and the manager at the time said to me, you wrote that book. I said, yes. He said, do you know how many financial books out there? And I said, yeah, I do, but mine is different. He said, how come? I said, it's different. So I wrote the book in language that the person who just wants to try to do better financially, to grow healthy, financially healthy, not so much wealthy, but financially healthy. And when you are healthy financially, then you will have millions of people want to make you wealthy, because that's where the money is. What I do doesn't pay a lot to look after treating people to get them healthy financially. And mm-hmm. I started doing that. This same manager went through a divorce, and guess what book he picked up? It was my book, and he told me. So I wrote it in such a way that it has three stories: a young couple loaded with school debt, getting together, how they navigated it, somebody whose family did not believe in debt, it's cash, 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 how he had to understand debt and to manage it, and an entrepreneur, which was a barber, my son's barber. I actually took him from zero to owning his own business, owning the building, getting married, have a house, his own home. And so I took those three stories and I wrote the book. And that's what happened. And people got to understand it. So sometimes I do an independent seminar where I go through part of the books for those, if it's about, you know, getting out of debt, understanding debt, or an entrepreneur who wants to know that your pocket is not your bank. You know, entrepreneurs are really, especially small business, they take everything in cash, they keep it in their pocket, they spend it from their pocket, and they're not building a reputation. They're not building a history anywhere. And so I teach them how to build a history of the bank, and that's what I did for this young man.
Wow, that is so interesting. I know you have a whole bunch of people just with that few minutes of talking about controlling the debt monster. So thank you for that. I also noticed you did something called, and you created this five pillars of prosperity. Now, I found this very interesting, and I had not seen them or read them until recently, and I was like, this is pretty amazing to me. So what are they? I want you to share with our audience, what are they and why is it important to have the balance?
The five pillars of prosperity. Well, that's a journey. It was funny. So because after I retired from the bank in 2009, I went to a black church, AME, and somebody asked me to do something, and then the Jewish vocational services bought like 100-something of the book and asked me to teach it in all their agencies. So there was some young and a lot of black people were there and different. So this young man, somebody recommended to him to come to see me, and I would help him. And he was very ambitious, and he was studying to be a chartered accountant. And he was he's talking about finances and money and, you know, and it's all about not making the money. I'm studying. Nobody wants to pay me. You could see the energy inside of him. And over the months, one day I looked at him and I thought, no, your problem to myself. I'm saying, your problem is not money. You're emotionally, you know, damaged. It has nothing to do with money. Money is a symptom, but it's not the cause. Your cause is your emotion. So then I asked him personal questions about his wife and stuff. It turns out his wife is a very well-educated vice principal, studying to be a principal, a woman of stature, pushing herself. And there he is trying to be an accountant, and he's in his head, he's believing, I should be making more money. And she, maybe just needing a little bit more wisdom, is telling him, well, I make more money, and, you know, that type of thing. And he's trying so hard, and he would overstep his bounds at work. He would get fired because he's trying to do that. They would give me more work. I'm studying to do that. Yet they have me just doing posting entries instead. I could be training to be the financial officer for their company. I'm going to school, and I'm bright. And that's how I found out. So I looked at him. I said, so it's not money, is it? Because everything is being paid because she's bringing in more. So it's just that you're feeling less than emotionally. And he looked at me, he bent his head, and he started to sob. I'm not a psychologist.
Wow.
I don't know what to do with this. So I said, oh, my God. I said, Father God, you better step in here because I don't know. And I said it just like this. And then as if a light went on, and he said, you need all five pillars to be working. Otherwise, if one is broken, they're all broken. And then I started after he left, I started to think. And when I sat down, I meditated. And then I realized emotional prosperity is not only like, you know, when we hear emotions, we think the person is mad or crazy, they should be locked up. But we sometimes let our emotions get away with us. We use those same emotions to create anger, but we can challenge them to create positive things. We challenge emotion to create life, right? Because if we get emotionally involved with somebody, and then out of that union, we get a child, emotions at work. His mental ability took a hit because he couldn't even sit the exam because he was so emotionally stressed. He couldn't retain. And I'm not talking about mental in that way we know. I found out this mental is the ability to recall what you have studied or know and apply it at the appropriate time. He couldn't do that anymore because he was just so out of whack. And then when he first started to see me, I noticed he was a little slimmer. And then he said, I don't even go to the gym anymore, and la, la, la. So it just kept, the physical was way out there. That was crashing. And then he was Seventh-day Adventist, and he wasn't going to church, and that was causing more problem in the family. So spiritual was deranged because God wasn't giving him what he wanted. And, of course, then financial. So, but his main cause was emotion. So I had to coax the wife to come and talk with me. But in the meantime, he got fired from the last job. And then to add compound interest, I call that, her family had a contract to clean Home Depots. So there is this man that is trying to go to work in a suit and a tie and a briefcase, now going to Home Depot at night to clean. So you can imagine what that did to him. So we had to work, tell her and talk to her and tell her, you guys have enough. Try to give him a break. So it took a little while, and that's how the five pillars of prosperity got created. And I used the analogy of trying to hold something with four fingers. You need the thumb or you need the index or baby finger. You need those fingers to come together so that they can function as a whole, right? If you cut one finger, the others are not working. They cannot carry the weight of that finger that's missing and still be successful. So that's how the five pillars of prosperity. So prosperity sometimes throws people off, but whatever you have a lot of, you're prosperous in it. If you're prosperous in your emotional health, you're going to make better choices. You will choose to walk away from road rage. You will choose when to hold it and when to show it. You'll choose to live to fight another day. You will not go blinded. And so that was how the prosperity fund. If they're all working, you will be prosperous. You will get what you're going, well, but you have to stay on top of them.
That's awesome, because if one is broken, all is broken. That is huge for me. So let's talk about the Imagine the Possibilities virtual conference coming in January of 2022. We're so excited that you said yes to being a part of that event. Can't wait for you to share all of this amazing information. So tell us, how does it feel to be a part of such an amazing event, and what can
you
our audience
no idea.
Expect
it is like
from
something
Seth and
I was
Marie.
Making to It was like prayers answered, honestly. It was like a prayer answer. I've been waiting to get an opportunity, trying and pushing and doing small speaking engagement. And the bank trained me to speak. That's one of their jobs. But anyway, and I'm thinking, and when that was offered, I went, yes. I didn't care where I was going to go to do it. All I said is yes. And that is another thing that I tell people to practice. We are saying we do not get opportunities, but when they come, we let fear interfere, or we look for something huge and big, and we are not seeing the possibility. Like, I don't know, and I don't care how many people you get there, but if there is one person that lives there and goes home and sits for a moment and think and say, you know what, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try what Mary's doing. I'm going to try what Patricia's doing. That is what my aim is that we all come together to give that one human being somewhere in the world this opportunity to do better than they did yesterday or last year. You understand? So it made me feel, this is your chance, Tess Marie. This is your chance. Jump at it. I didn't question it. I just said yes. I didn't question
it. Well, we are
it.
So grateful that you said yes. We're excited, and we're so grateful that you took the time to talk with us this morning. Thank you so much for being here. Before we wrap it up, though, I want you to be sure to let our audience know, how can they stay connected to Tessa Marie?
Well, they can stay connected by following me on Facebook, Instagram. I have a YouTube channel called The Five Pillars of Prosperity, where I talk a little bit about everything to do with prosperity. And in those places, LinkedIn, they will find the areas where, you know, it's really good to stay connected. Just stay connected. I am not one of those people that say, I want followers. I don't care. I just know we have a voice. We have something to share. And I'm so grateful. You have no idea. I am happy and grateful. And that is one of my other passions, is gratitude, that you gave me this opportunity to help give somebody a chance to see better, to do better, to feel better, to think better, and to know better. So that, to me, is the best thing, is just getting with you. I cannot wait. And that is why, as soon as I got it, I tried to connect with all the ladies. I couldn't get two of them. I wasn't sure who Arita, if it was her or somebody else, and then Dr. Zoe.
Okay.
But I connected with everybody else because I want this to be phenomenal.
We're looking forward to hearing from you and all that you can bring from the platform to the conference, Imagine the Possibilities, along with all the other amazing women that will be there on January 29th, 2022. Thank you again for being here today. And thank you to our audience for tuning in to today's edition of Dream by Design with Melissa Banks. I'm your host,
Melissa Banks.
And
thank you, everybody, for coming and hearing us today. Take care. I said thank you for giving me the chance, and thanks to the audience for listening to us today.
Awesome. We're so glad you're here. We want you to know that our audience to know that they can stay connected with us at themelissabanks.com. Be sure to get all the information on Imagine the Possibilities virtual conference coming January 29th, 2022. Remember, all your dreams are possible. Believe in yourself, work hard, and don't quit. Until next time, thank you for choosing Dream by Design with Melissa Banks, and enjoy your day.
Thank you. Thanks, Melissa. That was phenomenal. That was great.